New information just into our newsroom about the Slenderman stabber, who was on the run for about one day. Police say she cut off her monitoring bracelet, left the group home where she had been ordered to stay on Saturday night. She was found about 200 miles away in a Chicago suburb, sleeping on a sidewalk next to a 42-year-old man. A person working at the truck stop called the police. At first, Morgan told officers a fake name, they say, but after pressing her for about 10 minutes, she gave up.
She simply told the officer, "Here's my real name. You can Google me and you'll find out who I am."
Just Google me. Wow. She said she did something bad. And then you Google Morgan Geyser. Oh. The reason why this 22-year-old was on the run, it scared so many. It's because she was sentenced to be in a mental health institution for 40 years after stabbing her classmate 19 times to appease the fictional character, the Slender Man. The victim survived after crawling for help through the woods onto a bike path in Waukesha County. This was back in 2014 when the girls were just 12 years old. A biker that was just happened to be passing by found the victim and called 911. She survived. At the time, she told people that she thought that she could talk to Harry Potter characters, Morgan Geyser. And Morgan Geyser said she thought she had Vulcan mind control like Spock from the movie Star Trek. She was diagnosed with schizophrenia, which is extremely rare in young children. Fast forward 10 years later, her lawyer and family were trying to get her released for years, arguing to the judge that she's much better. People testifying she no longer has schizophrenia. A Waukesha County judge ordered her conditional release from the Winnebago Mental Health Institution back in February. That came to a swift halt when the judge put a stay on that order, but she would eventually be put in that group home outside of Madison in September.
We support that she should be in custody. Not only should she have been in custody from 2014 forward, but also Attorney Nicolai argued vehemently for her not to be released to conditional release.
That's the Waukesha County DA speaking today. So what were those arguments before? Let's go back to the petition by the Winnebago Mental Health Institute, which filed to prevent this from even happening, to prevent her from being released, citing many concerns. Here they are. This is what we learned back in March. It included a book she was reading called Rent Boy. It contained themes of sexual sadism, graphic content, according to petition, that was argued back this spring. There was also concern about contact with a man outside of the hospital who had an unnatural interest in her crime. We found that she had sent letters and drawing back to this man, and he had tried to sell the photos on Facebook. He was calling it the Slender Man package.
We found that there were letters and drawings that she had sent him, a postcard, and he was selling them. He was selling the items.
Were you able to see the drawings that he was purporting were from Ms. Geyser?
Yes.
Were they concerning to you?
Yes.
Why?
They were very dark in nature. I would describe it as a horror type picture.
Morgan's defense attorney fired back at the time saying,
"But you were also aware of the fact that Ms. Geyser has been drawing disturbing things for a long time. And Dr. Lumbaum was aware of that when she suggested that Morgan was appropriate to be released, aren't you?"
That's the report.
This is not new. Her doing a disturbing drawing is not a new fact at all. Agreed?
Agreed.
Okay. So we'll put that to the side.
So Geyser said that she gave up the information that he had come to visit her, this man, and that Morgan herself stopped the contact. Morgan's lawyer revealed in court that man was obsessed with true crime, with this case, and was at one time a corrections officer. Geyser's defense attorney correcting the record, saying that he had been in the visitor's log since 2022. So was the man that she was found with yesterday the same man who was visiting her in that mental health institution earlier this year? The DA was asked. The DA does not know, but pointed to the court, is aware of her notoriety in this case. It has spawned a lot of people to reach out to her from across the country.
I'm still, Julia, just flabbergasted by all these details that are coming out, and you still thought it was a good idea to give her conditional release. So now you have to go back and ask yourself, okay, so when do we know if a person is ready to be in a group home or can handle being conditionally released and not fully released? But It is not a good situation, and you can't just not do anything about it. Again, when there are terms of your condition that are put out there, you have to abide by them. And if you don't, there is a chance that that can be revoked and you'll go back to your original sentence, which was 40 years in a mental hospital
for
or health facility. Yes.
For 2058.
So again, I just think that and regardless of if she knew this person she ended up in Poston, Illinois with, does that matter? I mean, because again, if she knows the person, it can happen again. If she doesn't know the person, then who's to say there can be another opportunity down the line that she goes, you know, MIA with another person that she just met. But my assumptions would say, would lead me to believe this is the same person she was communicating with while she was in the institution.
I would think so.
But, you would,
we don't have that confirmed.
I mean, I'm not going to put it out there like this, but you don't know what type of social media accounts she has and if she's on any sort of websites that where she's meeting people and things of that nature.
There you go. It also brings us to yesterday when the victim was notified by Waukesha County DA's office that Geiser was on the loose.
To make sure that they knew about it. They did not know anything about it. We wanted to make sure that they were safe and that they had a plan in place. Obviously, we want to safeguard her safety and the community's safety, because frankly, when she's released, based upon some of the evidence that came out previous hearings, we have concerns about the safety of the community as well.
So what happens next? She's going to be extradited back to Wisconsin. She'll face charges for violating her conditional release in Dane County. And it's up to the Department of Health Services. They have control of her. They have custody of her, Department of Health Services, to petition the court, which would be Waukesha County, to withdraw that conditional release, which would be heard again in Waukesha. So there's a lot of moving parts.